This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
القول قول الصوارم كي تسترد المظالم حتى الأراذيل ساموا راس.
So you've come on the record as saying that you want to go to war with Muslim people. What do you mean by that?
I say that we have to defend our country,
okay.
Our values, yeah. And our people.
Yeah. Defend
if,
from what?
If necessary, with yeah. Weapons. Yeah. Islam commands every Muslim yeah. To take part in okay. The jihad against okay. Us.
Hey you! Are you watching my videos again? Pause that and do something for your akhirah first. Islamnet is establishing a Scandinavian mega mosque and dawah center in Oslo, the fastest growing city in Europe. Do you want to share in that reward? Click the link below and donate now. You say that you're at war with the Muslims.
Now,
the way I see it,
yeah,
let me say it again. We're in Norway, we respect the law of Norway, yeah? Everyone here respect the law, I'm not gonna do something illegal. You're not gonna get physical, you're not gonna shoot somebody, I'm not gonna shoot somebody, I'm not gonna slap you, you're not gonna slap me. Because if the former was done, that would be murder. But anyway, that's something else. I'm saying now, you said war. You said war. Now, I understand from that, there's only two ways you can go to war with someone. Intellectually, which you attempted and failed today, and physically. Now, really and truly, physically, you're a 55-year-old man. You're not in any shape to get into physical. But what I will do is say this. If you hate Muslims so much, there are many people that will be willing to fight on a legal basis with your people. I am saying today, I am in Norway. There are people that you have in your camp that are my size and my age. Why not we go and fight on a legal basis? If they don't like us so much, let's fight each other. On a legal basis. If you hate us, why not? We enjoy, you hate us, why not?
Who brought in this hate?
Are you a coward?
I never brought in
hate. So okay, bring somebody to fight us on a legal basis.
We don't need to do that because we know that Islam will...
So do you want to fight or not?
Islam will attack us.
Bring somebody.
We'll use violence.
You guys. You. I'm still alive.
Are you accepting the challenge? We can do it on a legal basis. No. You go to a place where we can fight.
The Muslims are committing genocide against
non-Muslims. Lush, listen to me. Lush, listen to me. You spend all day and all night burning books that we consider them holy. The books, the pages are not going to come out and fight you back. I'm saying, instead of engaging with an inanimate object, why don't you engage with something that can fight back? If you want to engage intellectually, we've just done and showed you. But if you want to do it physically, I'll get you a 55-year-old, you get me someone my age, we'll go right now. We'll go to a place right now. So do you accept this?
Hi.
Calm down, my friend, calm down. There's no need to shout. If you want to fight, we'll go to a club. We'll fight legally. We'll go now, we'll fight. No problem, but you're not my weight. I'll get you someone your weight.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that you want to get somebody that we can do a legal contract and we can fight each other, put hands on each other. How about that? Is that what you really wanted?
No.
It doesn't. I'm just saying if you want to put hands on us, I'm ready.
The premise you are trying to sell her is that we
are a coward.
Problem.
You're a coward,
Islam.
Man.
Islam is a problem because
a coward,
Islam
man.
Commands you to kill.
You're a coward. So you can't. You say you want to defend your land, but you can't even engage in a legal fight. You are no match conversationally or physically. Neither are you, and neither are you, and neither are anyone of your team. You are no match conversationally or physically. You're a coward. Next time you burn a book. Now let me tell you. When you're burning a book, let me just tell you something. The book won't fight back. But remember that today in Oslo Square, that a Muslim came, defeated you in a debate, convincing
you. You're lying. Okay, you're a simp. You're a caveman.
Okay,
and a
I'm a caveman. I'm a liar.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah,
I'm
are.
A liar. I'm a caveman.
And anyone who Googles Fasad can tell.
Oh, fine. So okay, you're right. Okay, no problem. Now, having said that, after the intellectual decimation, discombobulation, yes, has been done. You've been disheveled. You've been disappointed. You've been discombobulated. You have been intellectually decapitated. You're done. Yeah. After that is done now. Yes. Now after that's all been.
You, oh, I'm down, sorry, but you are pathetic. You are a liar and you are pathetic.
Okay. Is that the only
because you know
All I'm saying to you is, I want to finish this deal. Why do you guys drive around in military vehicles talking about defense, and you can't even go to a German door three rounds?
The Muslim killer this guy here with the headphones, he's gonna knock somebody out every day.
Look how dangerous he looks. Any one of us, are the Muslims afraid of any kind of confrontation? Is anyone here afraid? We're not afraid, Dahi. Bro, burning a book is not a test of your bravery. Do you understand that?
No, it doesn't test anything. Burning a book is very effective to show
the
behavior of Muslims. Okay. You behave like killer zombies.
No, but keep burning.
Let him speak.
Oh, he got so angry there, didn't he?
You have this...
Now, what you just witnessed there is part of the anti-Islamophobic activism that this group, IslamNet, which has established already the biggest masjid and da'wah center and is expanding with the grace of Allah and with the help of your donation, is doing on the ground here in Scandinavia. Now, you can continue being part of these efforts. You can continue being part of these efforts and allowing us as the Muslim community in the West to be able to establish ourselves, establish our voices in a strong way, as you have seen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ, that whatever you give for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it for you. And He is the best of providers. Do we really believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of providers? Do we really believe that when we give for the sake of Allah, that that money will come back? Not just that, but Allah says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا, that who will lend Allah a goodly loan? Who will lend Allah a goodly loan such that it can be returned back to him in multiplication? It will be multiplied for him. Can you imagine this in this holy month? How can you miss an opportunity like this? Click the link below immediately, right now. Don't procrastinate. Let's do it. And send this link to other people as well. Let's do it. Let's get the momentum done. We're already on the front foot. This is not a time to procrastinate on this holy month. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.